A Patient Man, Jackman and Evans, Book 6, written by Joy Ellis and read by Richard Armitage.
Chapter 1. It was a long time since D.I. Rowan Jackman and D.S. Marie Evans had left work this early. It was early May and the sunny afternoon showed every sign of continuing well into the evening. Marie was grinning broadly, like a truant schoolgirl. "I can't believe I'm finally doing this."
"If you don't, my mother will never stop nagging me. She's tenacious, always has been," Jackman smiled.
He had a great deal of love for his mother, who, after all, was the one responsible for his enduring fascination with horses. As long as a year ago, Harriet Jackman had asked Marie if she would like to try horse riding. Marie, an inveterate motorcyclist, had jumped at the idea. It offered the chance of a different kind of exhilarating ride. But life in the Fenland Constabulary was pretty frenetic, and it had got in the way. Now they were strolling down a dappled, tree-lined avenue, heading for the Jackman livery stables. Jackman noted the sun dancing on the pale green foliage of the silver birches and oaks. It gleamed and dazzled with an almost magical brilliance. How come he had never noticed this before? Was he just too busy? He was about to mention it to Marie when he saw her give a wave. Ahead of them, waiting at the gate, stood his mother, delight written over her face.
"You made it at last!"
Marie stepped up her pace, calling out a greeting. Jackman watched her, the sun lighting up her long chestnut-brown hair. He followed with a rare sense of contentment. It was quiet and warm, and two of his favourite people were happy to see each other. He let out a sigh. Peace was not something you often experienced at Salton-le-Fen police station.
"Hi, Mum. Hope you've got some really feisty beast saddled up and ready. Mind you, if Marie rides a horse anywhere near as well as she rides that bike of hers, you'll never get rid of her."
"She'll be very welcome. Get rid of her, indeed." Harriet beamed at him.
"Hello, son. Are you ready for a nice evening ride?"
"Try and stop me."
Marie turned towards him. "I'm so looking forward to the..." A loud crack reverberated around the stable yard. Marie stopped mid-sentence, a look of utter shock on her face.
"Marie?"
For a few seconds, Jackman stood paralysed, watching in horror as a scarlet stain spread across Marie's blouse. Then she slowly started to collapse. Galvanised, he caught her before she hit the ground and gently laid her down.
"Marie? No, Marie! Dear God!"
He was vaguely aware of his mother on her knees next to them, hands at her face, eyes wide in horror.
"Call 999, Mum, now, ambulance!"
He held Marie, begging her to please be all right. But he had seen that strange, empty look before. He knew what it meant. As his mother shouted directions to the emergency services, Marie's body went limp. Her head drooped to the side. He howled her name over and over, but she lay still. His eyes filled, but then, through the blur of tears, he saw her stir, very slightly. He looked up. At the far side of the stables, he saw a shape, the figure of a man. As he stared, the man held up a hand, waved at Jackman in a kind of salute, and melted away into the trees that surrounded the stables. The sun glinted for a moment on the dull metal of a rifle barrel. Jackman recognized him immediately. Still cradling Marie in his arms, he screamed out,
"Ashcroft! You bastard! I'll kill you for this!"
He looked back at her pale face.
"Marie? Marie?
Darling, wake up, you're having a nightmare."
Laura pulled him towards her, held him tightly and whispered,
"It's all right. It's all right."